look who's here. It's Bob Stefanowski, former Republican candidate for governor. How are you, sir? Wait, don't talk yet. I've got to push the button. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Nice to have you here. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Last week was a good week for us no tolls enthusiasts.
A joyous week, yes. The pushback of tolls. Now, everybody says, and I think they're right, that there is no final victory over tolls because any way to gouge us for more money is going to be a permanent possibility, right?
Yeah, and I just wonder if it's time to take a bit of a deep breath. I mean, we were very close to getting tolls, and people like Pat Sasser, no tolls, you, your listeners, were able to fight it off. And, you know, I don't know why we're diving right back into, you know, I guess the latest proposal is an $18 billion plan. Do we really have an emergency? I mean, you certainly need to take care of safety. If you've got bridges that are ready to have problems or sections of the railroad that aren't safe, we need to take care of that. But why is it all of a sudden an emergency to spend close to $20 billion to make the trains run 10 minutes faster from, you know, New York to New Haven? And I just wonder whether we've lost our perspective a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, how did that become the high priority? And plus, Ned has made this argument that somehow the reason the state has a flat economy is because it doesn't have new infrastructure. And that would beg the question what Democrats have been doing all these years, funneling transportation money elsewhere.
Right. So, number one, if it was so important, why have they consistently moved up money out of the Special Transportation Fund, and why was Ned Lamont's first move to divert $170 million out of that fund? But I'll tell you, Todd, when I was on the campaign, you know, people said they were leaving. They were leaving because the taxes are incredibly burdensome. They were leaving because they can't afford to stay here. They were leaving because their home values are down. Nobody likes to sit in traffic, but I got to tell you, you know, I-95 congestion was not the number one reason that people were leaving. They were leaving because we got a $60 billion underfunded state pension plan. And this governor has very craftfully changed the dialogue over the last 9 months from the real issues that are facing Connecticut, and there's a lot of them, to a nine-month discussion on tolls. And I don't think we should be jumping to a new infrastructure plan.
Ooh,
right now. I think we should be prioritizing.
You notice that the game he was playing of diverting people's attention. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. And, you know, not that the politics comes first, but part of it is also this governor pledged his entire governorship on getting tolls. And it's kind of like a fight. We got him on the ropes. Why let him off the ropes coming back with a compromise on an infrastructure plan that he'll claim victory on? Let's hold him accountable. And I just think there's a lot of other things we could be doing, Todd, rather than talking about tolls and speeding up the trains by 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's a great perspective, I think. All right, anything else you want us to know, Bob?
Well, the other side is the cost side. I mean, even if we are going to spend on infrastructure, you know, mm-hmm. our administrative cost per mile is seven times the national average. Let's go forensic audit of the Department of Transportation. Let's figure out the cost side before we pour another $18 to $20 billion into the most inefficient system in the country. So, you know, we can talk about it more as the weeks go by, but I just think we got to take a deep breath, get back to what the real issues are. And there's no question our infrastructure needs to be improved. But I don't know, absent the safety, which is priority number one, I don't know that that's in the top three issues facing Connecticut right now.
Yeah, that's a really interesting perspective, the last one you made about the cost side. Why is it always, oh, we don't have enough money, raise taxes, and never, oh, we don't have enough money, let's look at the $23 billion we spend each year and see how we might cut some of it, which is, by the way, I hate to remind you of this, but you talked about that, and I think it's what made you resonate for people during your campaign last year.
Yep, zero-based budgeting. Let's look at the waste, the fraud. I mean, you know, some of these departments have just been getting away with craziness for years, and I understand the money is coming out of Washington, but that doesn't mean we should take, you know, billions of dollars that we can't control how Hartford spends it. So, again, I think we should take a deep breath and reprioritize and, you know, go back to the drawing board here rather than jump into a compromise with a governor who has failed miserably on his plan over the last 9 months.
Bob Stefanowski, good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Have a good week, Todd.
All righty. That's Robert Steff, former candidate for governor.